KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Auditor General Tsakani Maluleke says while there's been encouraging improvement in the audit outcomes of KZN municipalities, most sit in the unqualified space. Out of the 54 municipalities in the province, 7 have received clean audits, up from 4 the previous year. Umsinga, Umshwati, Umvoti, Richmond, Umlalazi, City of Umhlathuze, and the King Cetshwayo District Municipality all got unqualified audit outcomes with no findings. 37 received unqualified outcomes with findings.
Like, let us not tolerate this ongoing non-compliance. Because if you look at this, you've got 13% of municipalities being able to comply with the law and the rest not. And if you look at the budget, it's the smaller municipalities that are able to comply with the law. Whilst there are 7 making up 13% in terms of the numerical representation of those municipalities, 7 out of the 55 aims, they only make up 8% of the expenditure budget. What that tells us is 92% of the budget in the province at local government is being spent in a way that's not consistent with the law.
The Auditor General has been briefing the KZN legislature on the local government audit outcomes for 2023-2024. Environmental group Adopt a River says there's been a significant increase in waste washing up on Durban's beaches after heavy rains. It's joined a major cleanup effort after last week's downpours left the shoreline covered in rubbish. The group's Janet Simpkin says a lack of waste management facilities is a major factor.
Illegal dumping is a huge factor, and all of this through storms and significant rainfall makes its way through stormwater drains, city centres, through streets, into those drains, river systems, and that's what then comes down at the beach through outfalls and through rivers. And so that's ultimately where it ends up.
Simpkins says that they are continuing to test the water to keep an eye on the E. coli levels.
We do find, and historical data does support, that after rainfall we do see increased levels of E. coli. We expect this. The inflow of water through the systems just it just can't cope. So we do see that those levels go up. We have always recommended that it's safer to stay out of the water following a rainfall event.
And the President of the European Commission has called an emergency meeting of European leaders a watershed moment. The discussions in Brussels follow the US's decision to cut military aid and intelligence sharing to Ukraine. It follows a heated exchange in Washington last week between President Donald Trump, his vice president, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Well, Zelensky has thanked Europe for its support.
During all this period and last week, you stay with us, and of course from all the Ukrainians, from all our nations, we are very thankful that we are not alone. And these are not just words, we feel it.
The top story this hour, Auditor General Tsakani Maluleke says while there's been an encouraging improvement in the audit outcomes of KZN municipalities, most sit in the unqualified space. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.